So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And then finally, I signed up for the High Rocks event. Now, if you don't know what a High Rocks event is, it's a fitness event. I signed up for it in 6 weeks' time in Barcelona. Obviously, I've been working out for quite some time now with CrossFit. We're coming up to about 9 months. We've got another 3 months. Another 10 months we've been doing. Got another 2 months. And then we've been doing CrossFit for a year since April. And that's changed me in so many ways. And so I figured, let's go do a High Rocks event. But first of all, let's show you, in fact, what a High Rocks event actually is. And I can actually share my second screen. Here we go. Transition over to that. So this is the High Rocks event. So first of all, you've got what's called a ski erg. So let me tell you, actually, first of all, in fact, can we make this bigger? There we go. You start off with a 1 kilometre run. That's nice. And then you do number one, which is a ski erg. It's that thing that you pull down. You do that for 1,000 metres. Now, I'd never done that until yesterday. I did my first one, 1,000 metres. I actually found it really easy. Obviously, it's challenging on the arms and shoulders, but you get into rhythm. That's fairly fine, to be honest. I'm quite surprised about that. The next one then, you run again. So you run, you do the ski erg, and so there's a 1 kilometre run in between each one of these. So you run, you do a ski erg, then you run, and then you do a sled push. And I think for men, it's 120 kilos. Now, where I am, there are no sled pushes. I'm signed up at the CrossFit gym, and I'm signed up at another gym as well. They don't have a sled at either of them. And I spoke to the CrossFit guys, and they're going to make me up a makeshift sled so I can practice. So I think it's just 50 metres, but I thought it was further than that. Sled push, and then you run a kilometre, and then a sled pull, and then you run a kilometre, and then you do these burpee broad jumps, which are like burpees, but you're jumping forward, and that's 80 metres. Then we do, you can't see it down here, let me make that smaller so you can see it. There we go. Oh, you still can't. Oh, I've got it here. Then you do the burpee broad jumps. So that's interesting. Then you do the 1 kilometre run. Then you do the rowing again. Let me make this bigger because you don't need to see that. Then you do the rowing. The rowing's 1,000 metres. I rowed 1,000 metres yesterday. That was all right, to be honest. A 200-metre farmer's carry is worth 24 kilos of kettlebells. And don't forget, you run 1 kilometre. So there's an 8 kilometre run to be done in between all these in total. So the farmer's carry is 24 kilograms. Now, interestingly, the farmer's carry, I actually did 30 kilograms in each hand just last week, only for like 20 meters. And this is 200 meters, but I can do 24. I kind of quite surprised myself as to the weights, because I'm like, actually, I think I can actually do this already. Next one up is the 100 meter sandbag lunges with, I think, a 30 kilo weight. Might be 20, but I think it's a 30 kilo weight. Let me see. I actually think it's a 20 kilogram weight. The pros are doing 30 kilos. And honestly, I've been doing lunges with 30 kilos on my back anyway, so I reckon that will be fine. And then the last one is 100 wall balls. So the 100 wall balls after all of that and running 8 kilometres obviously is quite significant. So I was looking at this and I'm like, you know what? I need a challenge in my life. I need a physical challenge, something to aim for. So I signed up for one in Barcelona in March, I think it is, in about 6 weeks' time. And then I signed up for another one in Birmingham in October. So then I can compare my time in 6 weeks' time with my time in Birmingham. Now you might be wondering, Dan, what the hell are you doing? Why have you decided to do this? This is a crazy idea. And you would be right. It is a crazy idea. Let me just make this a bit bigger for you. Look at that. You can see that. There we go. Yeah, it is a bit of a crazy idea. But I figured, you know what? I need a challenge. I need a physical challenge. I've actually signed up for an Ironman this year and I've done no training. And honestly, Ironman for me, can't really be bothered doing an Ironman. I just pulled my bike out of the basement, which I've not ridden on for 6 years. So we're going to take that up and go get that serviced. And we'll get out on the bike and then we'll get down into the sea and we'll go do some sea swimming as well. I just need something to really push myself physically whilst I still in my 50s. And so these are the things that we're actually doing. And it's like, well, Dan, why would you do something like this? And for me, it's about, let me just pull me back. For me, it's about challenging myself into doing something that I've not really done before physically. And also, I want to push this body of mine at age 50. I want to push it and see how far I can push it, see how far it's prepared to go before something breaks. And hopefully nothing will break. I'm very cautious of injuries and so on. In fact, some of the workouts today at CrossFit, I pulled back on, went down to a lower weight because I didn't want to snap something. Because I want to go tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I want to keep working out. And then training for something, you know, I go to the gym now twice a week. One's a push day, one's a pull day. And then I do CrossFit 4 days a week. And so it just gives me a nice little mix up. And the days that I do push and pull days are designed to improve my ability to get stronger. And the days to do CrossFit are then using that strength and using improving my techniques to get through the workouts better. And then being able to go and test myself in a high rocks. So that's why we did it. And so this could be quite interesting. It's also scary as hell. The first one, 6 weeks in Spain. My Spanish is dreadful, as you're probably aware. And so let's just roll the dice. Let's see what happens. Anyway, look, if you're going out there and doing something, I'd love to hear back from you. If you're doing a physical challenge, hit me up. Let me know what you're doing. If you're not doing a physical challenge, if you're like, oh, I really should do something, like, come and hit me up as well. I want to know what you're doing. Anyway, good session today. Hope that you found that useful. We'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.